This next story is about a small nation taking on an invasive species, Bonaire versus the lionfish. The Caribbean island is off the coast of Venezuela. It's a scuba diver's paradise. The surrounding reef is a kaleidoscope of corals, sponges, and exotic fish. And as NPR's Sean Carberry reports, the country is now equipping divers to take on the predatory fish that threatens its ecosystem.
There's an Old West-style wanted poster here on the wall at Bonaire's Buddy Dive Resort. It features a picture of a lionfish with its plume of feather-like fins and amber and white stripes. It doesn't say dead or alive, just dead. It's an advertisement for a lionfish hunting course. It got my attention.
My name is Mariska de Waard, and I'm your lionfish instructor.
We start with a short classroom session about the venomous fish and the damage it's doing to reefs. We go over how to shoot the fish without harming the reef, and then we suit up.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go out on the reef in the shallows. We have a nice line with little balls of foam and little bottles that we can use as a practice to shoot.
We'll be shooting a short spring-loaded spear called the ELF, which stands for Eliminate Lionfish. It's the only spear Bonaire's government allows in the protected marine park, and it can only be used on lionfish. After I successfully shoot a couple of foam balls without flailing around, DeVart leads us down the lush reef. Moments into the dive, we spot a small lionfish. They can grow up to 18 inches. It's hovering around in a little coral shelter. It looks quite beautiful, kind of an aquatic wolf in sheep's clothing that gobbles up other fish that keep the reef healthy. DeVart shoots this one and shoves it into the zookeeper. It's a PVC tube with a funnel at one end. You stuff the fish in and pull out the spear, leaving the creature trapped inside. There are no sharks here that you have to worry about chasing your catch. In fact, that's the problem. There are no natural lionfish predators in the Atlantic. Next, it's my turn. After a couple of near misses, I find my groove and shoot 16 over the course of my 3 training dives.
That's for you.
DeVart hands me my card. With that, I join the growing legion of certified lionfish hunters. More than 500 divers have taken the course in Bonaire since it started 2 years ago. Dr. Patrick Lyons is a marine scientist in Bonaire. He says that hunting is the only effective method of controlling lionfish population.
I mean, we're certainly keeping their numbers low, and the numbers here are much lower than other places where they're not being actively hunted.
And with the hunting comes eating. Bonaire wants to create demand for the fish on your plate. Once the venomous spines are cut off, lionfish are safe to handle and, more importantly, to eat.
Hi. Could we bring some more lionfish?
Chicago native Matt Cook presents his catch to one of Buddy Dive's restaurants. Cook got his lionfish certification here last year. He says hunting lionfish makes diving more exciting, and the payoff is eating his prey.
We compare it to sea bass. Flaky, good, you know, white fish.
I bring my catch to Ingredients Restaurant at Buddy Dive Resort. They have a weekly lionfish dinner. Chef Ellen Broche and her crew quickly fillet my fish and prepare several of their favorite dishes. They pan sear it, make lime and basil ceviche, and fry up beer and pesto battered fritters.
Oh, hot. It's nice. Yeah, I mean, it's really very tender.
It's not a very fishy fish. I like it. I don't like fish, but I like lionfish.
Really?
Yeah.
I like fish, and I would order lionfish over many others. And if eating them helps save Atlantic reefs, all the better. Sean Carberry, NPR News.